The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our program أسماء النبي. And as you are aware by now, in each episode we are going through various names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and explaining them briefly as well. And in this episode too, inshallah, we will do the same. We will mention a few more beautiful and blessed names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But before I begin, just to clarify, as I have done before as well, that every name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not the case that an ummati can keep each and every name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some are permissible to keep and some are exclusive to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and hence it's not permitted to keep them. So when you name your child Muhammad or Ahmad at birth, and then for calling purposes, meaning when you are going to refer to them, you keep another name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the advice that the ulama give is that you first consult with a mufti of Islam, a scholar of Islam, and you ask him whether that name can be kept or not. Because some names are exclusive and specific to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is very, very important to note, and this is why in each episode we do mention this as well. So inshallah, in today's episode we'll be covering various names, and the first name that we want to cover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Al-Hadi. Al-Hadi. This is a name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it means the one who guides, that individual who guides. The one who guides to such a path which leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the definition of Al-Hadi. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has this beautiful name. And where have the ulama taken this name from? They have taken it from the Quran itself. And there is a verse in the Quran that the ulama have quoted, and Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in Al-Riyadul Aniqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 52, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And indeed, O beloved, you guide towards the correct path. You guide towards the straight path. And Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi states that just as the Prophet alayhi salam has the name Hadi, similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has the name Hadi. Allah is also Hadi. So what is the difference? The ulama explain, and they say there is a difference between the two. When you refer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Hadi, it means something else. And when you refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Hadi, it means something else. So first of all, when we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Hadi, it means the one who khalqul ihtida, the one who is the creator of guidance, meaning guidance was created by Allah Jalla wa Ala. He is the one who created it in the first place. And he is the real one, the actual one who gives hidayah, guidance to all of mankind. He is the actual one, the real one, the haqiqi guider of people. So when we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Hadi, this is the meaning that is taken. And when we refer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Hadi, then the meaning is different. It means that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guides people towards the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those commandments that Allah jalla wa ala has revealed, the Prophet alayhi salam is the one who guides people and takes people towards them. He is the one who shows them the correct path, and he is the one who conveys those commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed for mankind. So he is Hadi in this sense. Whereas the haqiqi guider, the real guider, is Allah jalla wa ala. So this is a beautiful attribute of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as mentioned in the Quran and in this verse of the Quran as well. But it's very important to clarify and clear something here. What some people do is they try to use a verse of Surah Al-Qasas, and the exact verse is verse number 56 in Surah Al-Qasas, and the verse is إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ, that, O beloved, you cannot guide people who you love. Those whom you love, you cannot guide them. And some people with incorrect understanding of the Quran and these verses in particular, they try to misguide and confuse people into thinking that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a hadi, is not a guide, and he cannot guide people to the correct path and make them travel on that correct path. Why? Because here in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Now the answer to this, that when using a verse to state a particular opinion, the ulama look at all the verses in relation to that particular topic, that belief, or that point that they want to derive. You can't just look at one verse and start to do istidlal and derive beliefs, etc. You have to look at all of the verses related to that. So they say that in this verse here, what it actually means is that you cannot guide the one you love, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't destined guidance for him. Allah jalla wa ala does not will guidance for him. Such a person you cannot guide, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we heard in the previous verse, that wa innaka la tahdi ila siratin mustaqim, that, O beloved, you do guide towards the correct path. You do guide towards the straight path. There it means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, then with the given permission, with the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam can indeed guide people as well. So this is the correct understanding of these verses. And it's very, very important that we study the Quran under authentic scholars to get to the right meaning. Otherwise, throughout our lives, we could have the wrong belief. And there is nothing wrong in saying that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Hadi, the one who guides, because he does with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to guide someone, but Allah hasn't willed it, there it will not take place. And this is what the second verse is referring to in Surah Al-Qasas. So this is something that must be kept in mind. So this was one meaning of Hadi, the one who guides towards the straight path, the one who guides towards the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He shows the correct path as well. In the Quran it says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that, O Allah, guide us towards the straight path. And this is a translation that many people give. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi has given the meaning as سِدَى رَاسْتَ پَرْچَلَا, meaning make us traverse the right path, not show us the right path or guide us to the right path, which is more correct. Reason being is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Hadi. And throughout his life, he showed people the correct path. No one can deny this. He showed people right from wrong. He showed people the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He showed them, you know, in certain terms, that this is the correct way and you are to travel upon it. Those who were destined to travel upon it and those who were fortunate to believe in the Prophet alayhi salam, they did so and they traveled on that right path. So we can't say, Ya Allah, show us the right path. This wouldn't be correct. The correct path has been shown. The Prophet alayhi salam has conveyed the message. He has fulfilled his duty and his responsibility. Now when we say اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, what we mean is, oh Allah, make us travel on the right path. Make us travel on that correct path as well. So this is something that we need to keep in mind. Now, another name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Al-Huda. Now, Al-Huda and Hadi, they're similar, but this is another name that the ulama have derived for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this means that individual who, by looking at him, a person becomes guided. A person gains proximity, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who, if he is followed, then he will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following that individual. And this is mentioned in the Quran, it's mentioned in hadith as well. Al-Alama Suyuti has mentioned on the authority of Imam Nasafi, rahimahumallahu ta'ala, when explaining this verse of the Quran in Surah Najm, verse 23, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمُ الْهُدَىٰ, and indeed, guidance came to them from their Lord. In explaining this verse, it's mentioned in Tafsir Nasafi, that the ulama have said that Huda here means the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It refers to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And similarly, there is a hadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad radiyallahu ta'ala, and Sayyidina Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala is the narrator. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah ba'athani rahmatan lil alamin wa hudan lil alamin." Indeed, Allah sent me as a mercy to all the worlds and as guidance to all the worlds as well. So this hadith further endorses the meaning of Huda as referring to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning in this verse, Huda refers to the Prophet alaihi wasallam, and hence why the ulama have said one of the names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Huda. Another evidence to support this, when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Hawa radiallahu anha were told to come to the earth and they were to have offspring, and those offspring would remain here until Qiyamah, it was mentioned that they would have offspring which will split into two groups. One group which will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will obey Him, and those people will be paradise dwellers. They will go to paradise. And there will be a different group, a second group, who will adopt disbelief, who will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will go to hellfire. And in regards to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى. So then, when guidance comes to you from me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the offspring of Adam alayhi salam, when guidance comes to you from me. So here, hudan has been used again. And again, in the tafsir of this, many ulama have stated that this hudan refers to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani Muhammadan sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hudan here refers to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the third name that we're going to cover in the episode, al-wasit, al-wasit. The ulama have mentioned this name in their books as well, and this means the one who has a lofty, a high lineage, alin nasab. That individual who belongs to a very high-ranking family. His family is very lofty. And when we look at the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his lineage, subhanallah, there is not a lineage that is more noble than his, alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one hadith, in many a hadith rather, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me in the best family, in the best lineage. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent all the Prophets alayhim as-salam in blessed and noble lineages as well. And there's one hadith here in Fada'il al-Sahaba. And this explains the lineage, the high lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator. It's a very famous hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel alayhi salam came to me. And Jibreel alayhi salam said to me that I travel to the east and the west of the world, of the earth. But I did not find an individual that was more superior than Muhammad. I did not find an individual, a man, who was greater in status than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I did not find a tribe, a family which is better than Banu Hashim. And obviously the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is from Banu Hashim as well. And this is Jibreel alayhi salam saying that. And we know Jibreel alayhi salam, subhanallah, he came to all Anbiya alayhi salam. He was responsible for bringing revelation to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he is saying this, then his words hold weight. Meaning he came to Anbiya alayhi salam, he saw in each and every one of them. And his conclusion was, I did not find an individual more superior than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no family, no lineage better than Banu Hashim, subhanallah. So al-wasit is the name of the Prophet alayhi salam. It means someone with a very high lineage. And another meaning that is given for this is, it refers to a necklace which has a beautiful pearl in there. And in the middle of that necklace, there's a beautiful pearl which illuminates, which is very, very bright. And that is the best pearl in the entire necklace. This is what al-wasit also refers to. And again, it fits or befits Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he, from all the Anbiya alayhi salam, is the greatest, and his light reached the furthest, and he has the most followers. He will have the biggest nation on the Day of Judgment as well. So he is the greatest pearl in that necklace. Again, Al-Wasit, a name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a pearl which is bright and shining, subhanallah. And another name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is An-Nasikh. An-Nasikh. This is derived or extracted from the root word Naskh, and it means to abrogate something, to annul something, to cancel something. And when it refers to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning will be that those previous ahkamat, those commandments that were revealed to the Anbiya alayhi salam that came prior to Rasulullah alayhi salam, our Prophet alayhi salam is the one who came and abrogated those ahkamat. Obviously, this ummah has their own set of rules that they follow. And the Prophet alayhi salam, when he spread the message of Islam and the Quran was revealed to him and he taught the people about the Quran and the commandments therein, this is how he is an-nasikh, the one who abrogates and cancels the previous ahkamat. And as we know, he brought a new sharia, and his sharia is the final sharia. And when Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam will come, the ulama have said he will also follow the sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why one beautiful name of our Prophet alayhi salam is Nasikh. And the hadith states, Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi quotes in his book that the Prophet ﷺ said, I am the one who is named Ahmad in the skies, meaning in the heavens. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ مُحَمَّدًا, on the earth I am named Muhammad. وَفِي الْجَنَّةِ النَّاسِخ, and in paradise I am named النَّاسِخ. So this name that we just covered, Nasikh, this is the name of the Prophet ﷺ, where? In Jannah. The hadith continues, وَفِي النَّارِ الْعَاقِبِ, and in hellfire, the denizens, the inhabitants of the hellfire will recognize me with the name Al-Aqib. The Prophet ﷺ will be in Jannah, of course, but the hell dwellers will know him by the name Al-Aqib. وَفِي الْبِحَارِ الْمَاهِ, and in the seas, the Prophet ﷺ said, my name is Al-Mahi. And on the Day of Judgment, وَفِي الْقِيَامَةِ الْحَاشِرِ, on the Day of Judgment, my name will be Al-Hashir, the one who gathers. So in this hadith, many names have been mentioned, but the maqsood, the purpose of mentioning the narration, was that one name of the Prophet ﷺ that we are discussing is An-Nasikh, and this will be his name in paradise. And we've also mentioned how the ulama have explained the Prophet ﷺ being Nasikh in the world as well, meaning when he came, his sharia and the commandments that he came with, they abrogated all previous commandments. So these were some beautiful names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, tune into the next episode where we will cover more amazing names of our beloved Prophet alayhi salam. And inshallah, every time we hear a name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hopefully this will bring joy to our heart. This will bring coolness to our eyes. That in the first episode we mentioned that particular individual or personality who has many names, that shows his great rank as well. And the Prophet alayhi salam has so many beautiful names, inshallah. Until then, may Allah protect and preserve all our iman. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The beautiful names of beloved Prophet. The beautiful names of beloved Prophet. The beautiful names of beloved Prophet.